You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Hey guys, welcome to a brand new show. This is the very last episode ever. Just kidding. Of 2019. So it's coming to you a day late because I had another show all ready to go and I changed my mind because I really wanted to close out this year and this decade with something that was a lot more meaningful to me so that I could share everything that's happened to me. Not everything, but a lot in my career and my businesses and in my personal life so that I can share more of my story with you because a lot of you listening don't know a lot of the things I've done over the last 10 years. And I also wanted to share some of the lessons that I've learned and how similar they all are. It's pretty crazy. I took a lot of time putting this list together and I literally had to go to my TimeHop app, my Facebook, and my LinkedIn profile to double check dates because my memory is awful. And it's just insane to look back at the last 10 years. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to look back at that because it's sometimes better to move forward with certain things. But I mean, today is just a very emotional day as it is because it's my 2-year chemo anniversary. 2 years ago was the last day I did. If you hear a little pause, that's my friend's doggy, Sam. It was my last chemo of 2017, and I felt in my gut that I was just done, and I didn't want to do that treatment for the rest of my life, and that was my plan from my doctors. And so long story short, that's why I came to San Diego, got my specialist, found out I was misdiagnosed. Now I'm suing them and hopefully I'm almost done. So let's not talk about that today because I'll start crying. But today I wanted to talk about my last decade and it's pretty insane. So after doing all of my research, I literally have a whole entire page of notes and shorthand because I didn't want to have to turn the page. I'm like, one page is enough. I got everything down, I hope. I had to kind of double check and look in other places to make sure, but I think it's all there. I'm absolutely exhausted. I'm so sorry about that yawn, but I'm just going to keep it real with you. The holidays kicked my ass and that's that. And today was just so emotional and I worked out so hard. And if you hear pounding, that's the neighbor. Apparently you can hear the little footsteps. So welcome to my fancy recording studio. I'm just keeping it real and raw with you guys tonight because I just really want to share all of these accomplishments in my life because you can take something from all of the lessons that I've learned and move them into your own personal life or professional life. So before I dive into all of that goodness, I just wanted to share, if you haven't been seeing my social media posts over the last couple of days, I launched an end of the decade sale. So if you have ever wanted to work with me with your business, one-on-one coaching, upgrading your LinkedIn profile, organizing your business and your life, getting everything organized, life coaching, anything with a podcast launch or production, I'm telling you now is the absolute last time that you're going to see sale pricing like this. It's something that I decided to do last minute. I'm very particular with numbers, and I've said on a few other episodes, my birthday's 6/10, and I always see the numbers 6/10, always. And it was 6 days until the new year when I launched this, and I wanted to do one more thing. And so all the pricing is also 1, 6, and 0. How amazing is that? So I crunched numbers for hours the other day to make sure that it made sense financially for myself. And then I did, and for you as well, I did payment plans, dropped the pricing on so many programs, not all of them, but so many. And there's virtual organizing sessions. There are podcast production sessions, 6 months at a time for that. I have a lot of one-on-one business coaching programs as well as LinkedIn. There's just like a whole bunch. All of the Your Podcast Production is on sale. And I don't know, I just felt in my gut that I needed to do that. So I have a couple spots available. So if you're listening, go to thehappyworkaholic.com right now, pause this, go and see what's on sale, because I may have to end it before the new year because I did drop the pricing and I want to make sure I'm working at 150% for all of my clients. So get in on that pricing because you'll never ever see it like that again. I've already increased my pricing for 2020. So I'm just like organized and prepared and ready to go. And if you've been following me on Instagram at The Happy Workaholic, you would know because I've been posting my planner, my calendars, and all my organizational tools I use for 2020, like a month ago, I think I started. I'm just like ready to go. So to get you up to speed on what's going on with this show, again, I'm looking for 4 types of guests only at this moment for 4 series that are going to start getting launched within the next month, I would say. And those series and who I'm looking for to interview are fellow podcasters, somebody that's leveraged their LinkedIn and have a great successful story from using that platform, business or personal success story. And I'm looking for other fellow professional patients. And I'm also looking for other female entrepreneurs for the 3rd season, which I cannot believe, of the I Chose This Life series. Here comes the doggy. And that, I cannot believe it's the 3rd season. So that series is all about sharing your story and your journey of how you got to where you are today. And this is so weird. I never thought of the dog making noise when I sat here to record. Oh my God. Anyway, I wish you could see. I'll post a picture on my Instagram what's happening right now. Anyway, so the content of the show is way better than the little toenails on the wooden floor. He's going to sit down a minute, right, Sam? He wants a snack. Uh-oh. Anyway, so those are the types of guests I'm looking for 2020 moving forward with the show. And I just wanted to briefly talk about the Happy Workaholic Network is going to be shifting and changing and moving all around. And I can't wait to share a lot more about that soon. And then what else? I have a physical product hoping to launch on my birthday, June 10th, because I always do things on my birthday. And that is going to be a physical product that will help patients, legal professionals, medical professionals, and all the things. So that's all I can say about that right now because I'm so excited. I don't want to spill too much information. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. I've been wanting to do this for so long and I've been talking about it. I haven't talked about it over the last couple of months because it's the holidays. I've just been so busy with my clients, but that is still happening. You know, I may not be talking about it, but I'm still working on it. So stay tuned for that. And I'll probably be polling you guys for some more information regarding that actual product pretty soon. So what else? I think that's everything to get you up to speed right now. So Let's start with my decade in review, shall we? So, 2009 and 2010, I was actually a personal assistant for a couple of families, and this was after my cruise ship and yachting life. And at one point, I was living in New York, LA, Miami, and Vail, and had things in four different homes. And without getting into that whole job, because that could actually be like an entire podcast series, or I should just say podcast period, if I shared all those stories. But 2009, I was in New York, LA, Miami, and Vail. 2010, I moved to LA. That's when I shifted everything and moved to the West Coast, which, in my opinion, is the best coast at the moment. Otherwise, sorry, I meant to say, other than, not otherwise, other than New York, of course. And I lasted in LA, I think, like 4 months, because being in Beverly Hills, it was a lot different than being in West Hollywood, where I had a house and I was gearing up to launch my makeup line. And I had photo shoots left and right. I had product testing. I had models and photographers and everybody I hired that was to be involved, especially for shoots, they were always late, always. And I just like can't handle that. So it was just so frustrating. And I'm like, we live in LA. We know the 405. Like, we know the traffic. Like, you leave an hour earlier. Like, I don't understand the problem. So that was like super frustrating. And then that was like with a whole bunch of other reasons on top. And I had come to San Diego to visit a friend. And 3 days later, I was already moved into my new place here, my condo in Pacific Beach. So in 2010, on my birthday, I launched my makeup line that I had been working on for 4 years, 3 years, and actually 4 years is when I created the concept. And that launched on 6/10/10, my birthday. And I launched with 42 products. That is insane. I learned a lot. And long story short about Giddy Cosmetics, I was meeting with chemists. I created my own formulas in New York, LA, and Miami. And how ironic is it that I had a job that was flying me to New York, LA, and Miami? So while I was working my job, I had meetings to work on my cosmetics line, and I had a boss that allowed me to do that. When I actually like had a moment to breathe, I would be going to swatch colors, swatch formulas, check out lotions, like all the things. That's just like a whole nother episode of creating your own cosmetics line. I launched with too many products too soon. I didn't have a team built. I thought I could do everything. I didn't trust anyone. I was just like doing it all. And that's not the right way to go. I know that now. A lot of people still ask me to this day, like, whatever happened to Giddy? I just decided to not sell it anymore, to be honest with you. I can't make money with so many products. And just, I launched it the wrong way. And from launching the wrong way, you learn a lot of the right lessons. So I still have some product. It's obviously old. Like, they're just like really memorabilia pieces for me. I dumped a ton of money into that line, and you never know what's going to come out of it because a lot of people have been asking me about that literally over the last year. So you never know. I might come out with a new gloss set or something, but my focus right now is really my physical product that will help the medical field as well as the legal field and patients and families and nurses. So that's my focus for 2020, but you never know what's going to happen with Giddy Cosmetics. So that was in 2010. And with that line, I did so many photo shoots, music videos. I had an e-commerce site. I was doing events. I was doing live makeup events. I mean, it was just insane. And the reason why I did create that line was because I was a pro makeup artist for 16 years and I wanted my own line. And the reason why I called it Giddy is a whole nother story. But if you want to know, shoot me a DM on Instagram and I'll be more than happy to fill you in on that. Because I am so proud of it. And I own the font, it's Gaelic, because I'm Irish, and like so many other things. So moving on to, later on in 2010, I started producing events with a restaurant that was in the Gaslamp District, which is downtown San Diego. And I had worked in the restaurant business like half my life. And I was kind of doing like their social media, producing events, putting together menus, and doing a lot of their sales and marketing. And I got this job there because I needed to come out of the entrepreneurship bubble. I was like living in a hole. And if you've been living this lifestyle and you don't go anywhere and do anything except like run your business, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I really missed people. I was dealing with products. I missed people. So I think I just started applying for restaurants. I don't even know how that came into play, but I was there for quite some time and I made great money. I produced weddings. I designed the weddings myself. I produced a ton of like corporate events, happy hour events, different happy hour menus. I worked with, there's so many owners there, which was like insane. But I did all the things that you would do in a restaurant, which is basically everything. So that was a fun time. And then after that, I forget why I left there, to be honest with you. Why did I leave there? I think there was drama with the owners because there was four and it was family and it was like my time was up, I think. See, these things I don't remember. What did I do next? Okay, so early 2011, now we're talking. I got this job at a place called the New Well, and it's basically like a fit, like teeny tiny little fitness center with like menu plans, and it was like really fun vibe with like the ladies I worked with. One of the friends that I worked with were still like super close now here in San Diego, and some have like moved on. And I've just always continued those relationships through social media, but that was just like a temp situation. I was walking to work. I was living downtown San Diego. And I think I started doing their social media and then I started doing other things with them, but it was great. Like they had these like protein bars we used to promote. Like it was just such a crazy job. I wasn't there very long because I realized I really wanted to get back into private aviation and luxury travel. And I had found this job on Craigslist and I thought it was a scam. And so I kept emailing them like, because they asked me for my resume. And I'm like, if this company is in private aviation, why are they asking me these specific questions that have nothing to do? Like, it was kind of like asked backwards. And I was like, this is such a scam. Nobody talks like this in this world. Well, lo and behold, it was not a scam. And I started working with this company. It's called Go Rentals. And it's luxury vehicles that we would rent out to guests flying in on private jets and or the owners and or the crew and pilots and all of the staff that was on the plane. So I actually opened that location here in San Diego and I loved it. It was amazing. And I was getting flown to Las Vegas so many times. I'm like, what is the deal with this marketing? Like they had me in Vegas all the time to help them with their marketing. And it just didn't make sense, like train someone there. So then finally one night they took me to dinner and they're like, well, the reason why we've been flying you here so much is because we actually want you to take it over. So that's how I ended up in Vegas. So in 2011, end of 2011, actually no, it was 2012 that I moved to Vegas. And in 2013 is when I left that company and started working for a charter company. And then I kind of dabbled in some makeup jobs in Vegas that lasted, that was very brief. It just wasn't my scene there. And I realized I really didn't want to do that. I wanted to start creating something of my own again. I really, really missed that. And I really missed luxury travel, but in my own way. So how could I put that together? So I'm kind of bouncing around. So I was with that company from 2011 to 2013 is when I went to Vegas in 2012. I was there another year and a half with them, and then it was just time to go. And I resigned on 9/11 on 2013. Yeah, because I resigned in 2013. So that's what happened in Vegas. That's how I got to Vegas. And it was a great company. I have great friends that still work there. But being an entrepreneur, it was just time to go and I needed to do my own thing. So I took a couple months off before I got back into the charter business. And then that's when I was kind of dabbling in the makeup. And then for a while, I just, you know, did my research. Like, and Vegas is very small. It's just like Rhode Island where I'm from. So, you know, everybody knows everybody. And you know what? They're all on LinkedIn. So I just sat on LinkedIn and requested, excuse me, I have the hiccups, all the connections from all the business cards. I had binders and binders of business cards. I kept all of them. And it took me a really long time, but I got them all on my LinkedIn, the ones that made sense. So I started creating these luxury concierge services, and then I started creating really high-end events and really high-end experiences that people coming in on their jets could enjoy. They're one of a kind. You would never find them anywhere because I created them. And there was 32 of them, which is absolutely insane. So that was when my luxury travel company Landed in Luxury was born. And I had that from 2014 until 2016. And that's all I did in Vegas. Ran around the strip like a crazy person. I was meeting with everyone on the strip left and right. I was taking care of my clients. I was producing events. I dabbled in the music industry. I was doing Golden Globes. I was doing music events. It was just out of control. Fight weekend was out of control. I had armed guards with me to, you know, make sure I was safe because of the amount of cash that was in my bank accounts on me. Tickets that I had on me. I mean, I was clearing like 20 grand a day in my bank account just from tickets. It was absolutely insane. It was like, that should just be a whole podcast episode, because I ended up in the hospital after those 7 days because I don't think I slept. I was such a crazy person. I was taking care of all these people flying in from all different countries. And I had a couple of people helping me and interns, but it wasn't enough. And I just wasn't prepared because this fight was just absolutely out of control. You couldn't even land a private jet into Vegas because there was no more room on the ramp to fit a wing. It was insane. And that was, I think, at noon, the day of the fight. But obviously, I can go on forever with Vegas stories, but that's how Landed in Luxury happened. And then, unfortunately, I had to close it in 2016, 2 years later, when I found out I had MS and NMO. So now the fun part starts. I hope you're taking notes. No, I hope you're not taking notes. But in 2016, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and then neuromyelitis optica, NMO for short. And I realized that there's no way I can run around Vegas anymore. I don't know how to live, who I'm going to live with, how I'm going to survive, if I'm going to be blind and paralyzed. Like, how is this even going to be? Like, it was the most deep, dark, depressing time, confusing time, stressful time. Thank God for my best friend, because we were living together at the time, and I was just like, I don't know what I would do without you. Like, I don't know how the rest of my life is going to look. Like, you just don't know. And so from 2016 until when I came to San Diego, and honestly last January, which is the beginning of this year, all I did was fight for my life and fought doctors and fought specialists and fought just everything. But what I had to do was close the doors on anything having to do with makeup, anything having to do with Vegas. I needed to create a platform online where I could be a coach or do something that would make me money if I was curled up in a ball on my bed. So that's when the Happy Workaholic Network started. That's when the Happy Workaholic podcast launched. originally in the very beginning, I was just doing social media consulting, business consulting, like one-on-one coaching. And then it kind of really shifted into LinkedIn because I lived on LinkedIn. LinkedIn was making me a shit ton of money and a shit ton of connections. And that was just like my number one. And I started upgrading profiles for businesses and really successful individuals when they were ready to shift jobs, all other business professionals and people trying to look for a job. You know, I'd upgrade their profile. I would coach them on the whole platform. So my business and LinkedIn coaching, that was like what I was doing when I was just in bed for like literally 2 years. And it was like my saving grace. Like if I didn't have clients, I didn't have money and I didn't know how I would get them. And luckily my business right now still is almost, right now it is 100% referrals. Every now and then I have a client that finds me not through a client, but it's just like insane that, I mean, honestly, I don't really remember a lot of it still. I'm in therapy for that, but like my memory, a lot of my friends are like, remember that time? When I'm like, no, I don't remember anything. And it makes me really sad because I don't remember anything because I was on drugs. But you know, I don't want to like cry during this episode because I really want to share like my last decade with you and the lessons I've learned and how you can take them and like use them in your own personal and professional situations, and just to share more of my story because a lot of people don't know. And those of you that are listening and you don't know, you're welcome. So, you know, that was 2 years of just working online and just creating different kinds of programs that I felt I could handle. You know, I had the best clients. They're like, Kelly, don't work. And I'm like, no, I'm going to work. Like I would literally work from my chemo chair because I had to take everything on as a job. So if I was doing a chemo treatment, I would be like sweating and then like back on my phone working, and then I'd be like passed out, and then sometimes I slept the whole 8 hours. Sometimes I worked the whole 8 hours. Like it was all different, but I just needed to keep working because that was the only thing that was keeping me sane. And so that's what I did. I just created online programs, and now it's all shifted into, I'd say 75% podcasting. And that is because when I launched my show, I got so many messages from other women. How did you do that? You need to show me. So what did I do? I created the thing that needed to exist. I say this all the time. That is my number one advice to you. If you are looking for something and you do not find it, or you don't find it the way that you want to see it, create it yourself. Nobody's telling you that you can't do anything. Create it yourself. Be organized, write shit down, create it, and launch that shit. Because then you're going to be fired up, motivated, making money, and you're going to get referrals. So that is my advice to you there. Now, why I did launch my podcast is because when I was sitting down in my bed like an invalid, I would like go crazy sometimes when I was done with my projects, or I just needed to like take a break. And I started listening to podcasts, and I listened to Gary Vee because he's a fellow East Coaster, and he was dropping the F-bomb left and right like me. And he was just like a hustler, and just like he kept my spirits up. And then all of a sudden I was like, I can make money from a podcast. I'm going to launch a podcast. So on my birthday, I told my best friend, no one knew. I was like, I have to tell you something. She's like, what? And I'm like, I'm launching a podcast. And she's like, what? And I'm like, it's going to be called the Happy Workaholic Network. I mean, oh my God, I don't even know the name of my show. The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And she's like, oh my God. I'm like, I bought the domain, which is my number one advice to all of you researching things and you want to start a business, you better buy that domain, number one. They're 99 cents on GoDaddy first year, just FYI. And I'm like, it's going to be the Happy Workaholic Podcast. And it's going to be about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease so I can start helping other patients. And that's how it was born. I needed a way to make money. I needed a place to share my story. I needed a place to keep on creating something if I were to be paralyzed and go blind, I could still have a podcast because I could hire someone to produce it and take care of the tech part. I just needed to record, use my voice. If that's all I had left, then that was the only thing that was going to make money, then I needed to have a podcast. So I had one. I launched it, and here we are today. 75% of my business now is podcast production, creating, tech, development, like anything and everything you're thinking about a podcast, that is what I do. It is absolutely insane. I'm so incredibly grateful. And oh my God, I'm like getting emotional. That's just like the only thing I had was my voice. I was so afraid. Like, I just can't even, I wrote this like super emotional post today because it was my 2-year chemo anniversary. Oh my God, I'm getting so emotional. I mean, what would be an end of the decade show without me crying, right? It's just so crazy. Oh my God. Like, I have the best clients. That's all I can say. Like, literally the best. And, you know, I created a referral program because they are the best and they're always tagging me. And this is why my business is 100% referrals at the moment. They tag me left and right on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Hire Kelly, hire Kelly. And I get on a call with the next client and I'm hired. And so I needed to do something as a thank you. So I created a referral program. So my affiliate program is on my website, thehappyworkaholic.com. So if you ever want to make some extra cash just by sending me a client, like sign up, because what's better than free money, right? And it's just a simple thank you that I wanted to do for everybody that was sending me business. So from when I came to San Diego in 2016, going back to my little chart here, my decade in review, when I came here, I was still doing business in LinkedIn and podcasting, and it's all shifted to, like I mentioned earlier, about 75% podcasting. So that's what I've been doing since 2016, since I've been, sorry, not 2016, I'm all over the place. 2016, I was still in Vegas. 2017 was my last chemo. And so I came here April 2018. I'm like, I don't even remember my own life. See, this is what I have to write down. Oh my God. So in April of 2018 is when I ended up coming to San Diego. So I'm still doing everything that I have been since 2016, my podcast, my business, my LinkedIn, my professional organizing. I relaunched that recently with that included in business launching as well. It's something that is not available anywhere, which is why I created it. And also I've been getting asked about this for years. Like, I wish you could just come to my house and help me, you know, with my computer or my podcast or launch my business or do all the tech stuff or organize my home. So now I can. I created something that multitasking right now, by the way. I'm cooking some amazing rice. Oh, it's done. Perfect. I guess this should have been a video so you guys could see what I just made. Some delicious veggie soup and rice. I'll post it on my Instagram. So I, by the way, I also did another hike today. So I'm like wobbling around. I'm so sore. So I've just been working with more clients for that as well. But that literally just happened over the last couple of months. So from 2016, sorry, from 2013 until now, I've been self-employed and just living the life as an entrepreneur, creating amazing experiences, creating business coaching programs, creating LinkedIn upgrades, creating podcasts for my clients. Like, I just love to create. And I like to create things that you can't find anywhere else. My number one thing I always say is I provide the absolute best service. And I know this in my gut because I have it in my blood. I grew up working in a service industry situation at a bagel shop and waiting on customers at a very young age. I worked in like probably over 25 restaurants and then working in luxury travel on board so many yachts and jets and working with high profile clients. You better know how to go above and beyond because they expect it. And why not? If you're paying top dollar, I want the best service. I want to be greeted. I want you to run around like a crazy person and make sure I'm treated like a queen. Just kidding. But seriously though, like I know I provide the best service. And if I don't, I apologize. And then I go above and beyond the next time. But like that's, I doubt that's ever happened. At least I can't remember. So maybe that's a good thing. But I just pride myself on that. Excuse me. And so, I just always want to create different services and create different experiences and just like help other people succeed, whether it's at their business or their job or in their life or, you know, something personal or in their office space, like whatever the case may be, everything I'm doing now helps them. This show, I give episodes just on tips and tricks for like business and organizing. And there's so many on organizing and how to streamline things and make your life simple. There's so many featuring other female entrepreneurs and so many stories about how to be your own advocate when it comes to your health. Like you have to stick up for yourself. You have to catch those typos. You have to be on your A game. You have to treat your health like a business. That is the only reason why I am alive. I can tell you that right now. And God, why am I so emotional? Because today is like the anniversary and it kills me like every time. But it's just insane. Like you have to take things on a specific way in order to succeed. So whether that is writing stuff down, being organized with digital calendars, having things on Google, you know, having post-its, whatever way you feel the most comfortable and organized to get a task done, to succeed in your life, to succeed in your business, that is the way you do it. You do not listen to anybody else. You listen to your gut and that little voice inside your head. And just fucking do it. Because I would not be where I am right now if I listened to anybody else. I mean, sure, some things I should have definitely listened. But you know what? It got me here. I'm alive. And I wouldn't, like, looking back, I wouldn't change any of it. Because it's made me, like, the strongest person ever. And just, like, the proudest. Like, I'm so proud of myself. And I don't think I've ever like said that, but like I really am because like tonight, like I was going to go do some Uber rides and I'm like, no, Kelly, you have to finish mapping out your 2020 because I have mentioned a couple times I was part of this Build Your Life resume coaching program with Jesse Itzler I invested in. It literally changed my life. I bought all these calendars. You know, if you follow me on Instagram, you know about my highlighting organizing system. They're all color coded and my notebook and my planner. I do it every day. And I went to Target and I got all the calendars and I mapped everything out. And I know every single thing by the week for the next 6 months straight. What is happening? What are my goals? My personal goal, my business goal, my life goal, different habits, different things I want to try, like business, personal life, like everything is documented. It's all broken down. It's all highlighted 6 months out. I got that done today. I might go do some rides in a little bit, but I don't know. My body is just telling me to rest. My knees are actually killing me from my damn height today. But that's been the last 10 years, my friends. Absolutely insane. I wouldn't trade it for anything except for obviously being misdiagnosed. But then again, like I'm glad I was misdiagnosed. You know, I wish I didn't have all those drugs in my system that made my memory go away. I wish, you know, I didn't have like metal devices in my body surgically implanted to get chemo. But, you know, other than the drugs, like I made it through and so can you. And that's, I just feel like the biggest the biggest lesson is just like you have to keep fighting no matter what it is in life. Like my goal for 2020, it's called a masogi. I have a mini masogi and then a masogi because, you know, I'm so extra. So masogi is like this huge goal that you have to set for yourself. And I need to lose 100 pounds because that's how much I've gained from the stress, from the drugs, from the steroids, just from like all of it. It's like disgusting. Like I just need to get rid of it because it's literally stress. It's all stress. And it's from everything that I've been through over the last 3 years, like going through all of these treatments and drugs and just like, it's awful. But I wouldn't change it because it's made me like the strongest and like most proud ever. And now I know that, I'm like so emotional. Sorry, guys. I just know that it's my mission in life to help so many more people, like as much as I can. Like my YouTube channel is getting redone. My podcast is getting redone. My website's getting redone. My brand is getting redone. I'm launching a physical medical product. I'm launching, there's Sam the dog. See, they always know when something's wrong. He's like, why are you crying? you know, everything's getting an upgrade. And that includes me. And I just like realized that doing like this coaching program. And I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm just still living in like the legal hell. So hopefully that will be done. And then I can really move on. But like, I can't use that as an excuse. You know, I can't just sit around and wait for this to be done. But like I said, hopefully within the next month, we'll be done. I do have some backup teams ready to launch in the case that that is not the case. But wow, what a decade. So I wanted to just close this, and thanks for letting me cry. I just wanted to close this show by saying, it's just so crazy because like everything that, I have written on this page, every job I've had is, whether it was corporate or my own business, it's always allowed me to create something amazing. And I'm so extremely lucky for that. Not everybody has opportunities like that. And if you're listening and you really want that kind of opportunity, you need to create it yourself. That's exactly how I have had any of my businesses. I've had a couple other ones as well. And some worked out great and some didn't. And you learn from your mistakes and you learn from, you know, the creative process and becoming an entrepreneur. And that's what it's all about. But at the end of the day, you just need to go to bed and be proud of yourself and be happy, right? But if you want to create something and you're dying inside, you need to do it. Find the time. There's no reason why you can't do it. I have friends and clients and other people that I know that they're always making, have had clients, not clients now, I should correct myself, that they're always making mistakes, like making, not mistakes, excuses, sorry, oh my God, my brain, that they can't do something. And, you know, if you listen to Rachel Hollis or watch her on YouTube, you know, she wakes up at like 4 a.m. because she has 4 kids. And I know a lot of women that actually have 4+ kids and they get up at 4:30. One of my older clients, she launched her podcast a while ago. She wakes up at 4:30 every morning so that she can have her own time. You need time, you get up early. There's no excuses. You have legs, you have arms, you have a voice, you can get shit done. And whatever you want in life, you just need to figure out how to be organized and create it and then make it happen. That's it. That's what I've learned from this decade. Like I've been able to create so many things and it's just like insane now looking back. Like this list took me so long. I actually didn't even mention everything that's on here. But God, it's just insane. I just had one crazy decade. So, moral of the story, create the things that you wish existed, be scheduled and organized. If somebody tells you you can't do it, you better prove them that you can, prove them wrong that you can, because I know you can, because if you want it, you're going to go and get it. You just need to figure it out, make the time for yourself, and get it done. Just make shit happen. There's no more excuses. There's no more pity parties in 2020. Like, I just don't care about, like, I can't handle excuses. I can't handle laziness. I can't handle, I don't even know. I don't have patience for things that, like, don't get done. I'm the most organized person you will ever meet, which is why now I'm coming to your home to help you get organized. So if you haven't seen that program, go to my website where it says Change Your Life Today and you'll see. And I've created that because everyone's asking me for it. Like, I wish you could just come to my closet, to my pantry. Let me tell you something. When you are organized in your personal life, in your kitchen, and you're all meal prepped, and you know the menu for the week, what your kids are going to eat, and your clothes are washed, and they're all organized in your closet the way that you want, there's no like shit piles hanging around your house of like papers and mail, and just organize that shit. And I trust you, you will have such a better day, such a better day in your personal life, and it much more successful day in your business. I guarantee it because I've done both ways and I've seen both ways. And the way that's best is to be organized. I'm telling you, you just need to find your own way and make it happen. And if you need my help, then you know where to find me. Those are all the lessons I've learned. That's my story about my decade. Very long review. And like I said, there is more, but I'm like, this is going to be like an hour long. And perfect timing because my roommate's home. Can you hear the garage? But you guys, I'm so excited for the new year. And I hope that you stay tuned to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I have new episodes coming out soon. And I will talk to you later. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.